This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Sanctuary cities you've probably heard of, right? Cities that have decided not to cooperate with federal immigration authorities and from which President-elect Trump has promised to withhold federal funding. Now, college students are asking their schools to become sanctuary campuses. Students at NYU, Stanford, and others have walked out this week demanding protection for undocumented students because Mr. Trump has said he plans to reverse an Obama administration policy allowing many of those students to stay in the country. From the education desk at WYPR, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
No to hate, no to fear. Immigrants are welcome here.
Between chants and speeches, 100 or so students, faculty, and staff at Johns Hopkins University took turns yesterday signing a petition. They want Hopkins to guarantee protection for immigrant students. 18-year-old freshman Carlos Silvera walked out of class to join the protest. He's a Miami-born Cuban-American, but knows undocumented students at other colleges.
I feel like if someone is really trying to better themselves, I don't know, I feel like all campuses should be like a place that welcomes that.
Donald Trump has indicated he plans to end the Obama administration's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, policy, which allows immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids to study and work here. 20-year-old Maria Jose Vides is a DACA student at Pomona College in Claremont, California. Her parents brought her from El Salvador when she was 10.
At this point, I've lived half my life in the United States, so I can't really say that I have a home back in El Salvador.
Pomona's president, David Oxtoby, estimates the small liberal arts college has between 50 and 60 undocumented students.
Our admissions policy is to treat students who graduate from high schools in the United States equally, regardless of immigration status.
He says the college is weighing its legal options. John Feary is legal policy analyst at the Center for Immigration Studies, which advocates for better immigration enforcement.
Any attempts to shield people from the law would be in violation of federal law. And I think that these campuses would be a little bit hesitant to do such a thing.
But federal student privacy law shields colleges from sharing student records, says Maria Blanco. She's executive director of the University of California Undocumented Student Legal Services Center. And she says campus police are not required to enforce immigration law. Blanco says for students, the sanctuary movement is partly symbolic.
I think that a lot of what they need is to know that there are institutions that don't want to sort of kick them to the curb, you know?
The UC system has thousands of undocumented students. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.